Did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? Well, yes, it is. And my next guest, Erin Clifford, is a lawyer, a wellness coach, and a licensed professional counselor. And she's just published a book called Wellness Reimagined, A Holistic Approach to Health, Happiness, and Harmony, already a top Amazon bestseller. Welcome to the show, Erin.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great to see you. You go to different corporations, you go to law firms, you go all over, and you speak about these issues. And what I really like about your book and about how you address them is that these are concrete things. These are not just, we should all be happy and kumbaya. You have some real definite exercises and things that you can do that are completely tangible to change your life and to change the way you de-stress. So let's start with one of the first things in your book. You talk about setting some focus on values, like they're list out five values and then figure out why they're important to you. And then from there, you can kind of do your work. So give us an example of what those values might be and how you would then address them.
For sure. You know, I think a lot of times we lose track in this busy world of what's important to us and what our priorities are. So if you know what your values are, they really serve as your North Star when you're making decisions. So I always tell everyone, figure out what are your top five values and then how can you intertwine them in your life? So for example, maybe you're really busy, but family is such a value to you. What can you do during that first week while you're focusing on it to really spend more time with your family? And maybe it's something simple, like at the dinner table, we're going to put our phones away. Or maybe you think, you know what, you're really hard on yourself, but you do value grace or self-compassion. Can you spend that week really realizing, you know, every time I start like saying something negative in my head, I can turn that into something positive. So there's lots of ways just to intertwine our values. So we really are thinking about, you know, what's going to bring us the most fulfillment on a day-to-day basis.
And I actually, I did that on, you know, I went and did your exercise, and it really does help to focus on what's important to you, because sometimes your day feels like it's driving you instead of you driving your day. Mm-hmm. And I think that that exercise is great. So since COVID, things have changed so quickly, right? I mean, we're working remotely, we're working hybrid. There's been a blur in my view about work hours and home life hours. I'm sure you see a lot of that and causing stress. What pieces of advice do you have for people who are kind of navigating and straddling those boundaries?
You know, I think it's important to realize you're not required to work 24/7. You know, so for instance, even if you're working hybrid or you're working from home, what's your structure look like? You know, what are your work hours? When are you giving yourself breaks? Because otherwise, we can just get stuck while we're working 24/7. And I think you have to figure out, too, like, what makes you feel the most fulfilled from a work standpoint? Are you someone who does like to go into the office a little bit more? You know, do you feel like you do need to connect with others? Or is it easier for you to be home? But just remember, like, even if you're sitting at the computer all day, you still want to make sure you're motivated to even just get in the things outside of work. You know, I always tell people, make sure you at least wear matching athleisure wear when you're working at home. Because otherwise, while you might get your work done, are you motivated to eat healthy, to exercise, to run those errands you need to run?
So, you know, there's the other side of that, too, which is I do see that younger people, to their credit, do value their free time a lot more than, say, someone growing up in my generation did. I mean, we were just work, and we didn't even question it. And whether that was 7 days a week, 10 hours a day, that's what we did to get ahead. And I don't know that that's necessarily a good thing. But what do you say to young people who sometimes will say to me, to their employer, you know what, I can't try that case with you tomorrow because I have to go home at 5 o'clock and walk my dog and I'm not going to be prepared. When someone says something like that to you, you say to yourself, are you really committed? What is the balance there if you're that young person?
Yeah, and I think as a young person, you have to think two things. One, I love that they want to have more flexibility, more harmony in their lives. But at the same time, what's your long-term goal? If my long-term goal in this example is I want to be a really great trial lawyer, I want to build this great career, well, can you switch your mindset? Maybe right now I don't have the flexibility I want, but I'm in a great opportunity, I'm really learning, and you're able to just kind of think about it that way. Because you've got to have some balance in between, you know, really growing that career, but then also how can you get in still those little pockets of self-care? You know, as you know, growing up, I'm in Gen X, and we always were like, you know, you kind of have to go through some things for a while to get to that point where you can have a little bit more of that opportunity and flexibility.
I think that's so accurate, because even just the tasks of being a lawyer, it takes you a long time to learn them. It takes you a long time to learn to really write well. And if you put the time in on the front side, you get to that comfort zone more quickly, and then you can take less time in the tasks that you're doing, and your prep time is less. So there is like a rainbow there, you know, if you put the time in. I think that's a good thing to keep in mind. When you, Aaron Clifford, we're talking to Aaron Clifford, who it just came out with a book. It's a great book, Wellness Reimagined, A Holistic Approach to Health, Happiness, and Harmony, on Amazon. When you're coaching people, how much is time management an issue? Do you see that people are wasting time on social media? Is there some benefit to being on social media as a stress reduction sort of method? Or how does time management work in your world?
I think a lot of times we think we don't have enough time, but then when I sit down with somebody and I'm like, okay, let's go through your day. And even looking, you brought up social media, how many hours do you spend on it a day? You know, I'll work with a lawyer who says, I don't have time for anything, who I know is on their phone all day. And they're like, well, actually, if I didn't spend so much time on here, I could give myself back, right? Some more time for self-care, more time to take a break. And just those little things, like if you're somebody who gets up in the morning and says, I don't have enough time to get it together, to get to work, I'm always behind. How many times do you hit that snooze button? If I hit that snooze button a couple times, then I'm like literally cutting my time in half before I have to get out the door.
And then that might entail going to bed a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. not watching television for 2 hours,
exactly.
You know, binge watching something, you know, again. Yeah. And I think as lawyers, we know about time management because we bill by the hour, unfortunately, to our clients. But we have to be very cognizant of the time we spend. And I think for me, I mean, that's everything to me. If I can, you know, squeeze everything in during a day, that's a good day for me. Mm-hmm. Let's before we take a break, I mean, you're a lawyer and your dad is a high powered lawyer, one of the best injury lawyers in this country, not just in the city, and a dear friend. I want to know, if someone's going through litigation, a lot of my listeners are in a divorce or they have personal injury cases or they have something going on in their life. How do you advise them to stay stress-free during what could be a very lengthy and contentious process?
You know, one thing is, I think, you know, let the lawyers handle the case and you just take care of yourself, you know, and when you're, especially some of the people we work with at our firm are very traumatized. And I'm always just like, look, just take it one day at a time, you know, make sure you're eating, make sure you're sleeping, make sure you have the supports around you, but really just to not neglect your own self-care, because it can be easy to do that. And just really let the lawyers, let the other people handle that. And you just take care of yourself and your family.
And it's good to have a good lawyer, because I think it gets more stressful mm-hmm. when somebody feels like they're not being represented and they feel like they have to step in and manage it. But that is very good advice. That's why you hire lawyers, and that's why you pay them probably more than you'd like. We're talking to Aaron Clifford. Again, she is an attorney. She is a wellness coach and a licensed professional counselor. Highly recommend the book Wellness Reimagined. Let's talk a little bit more about some of your bullet points in your book when we come back on WGN. I'm here with Aaron Clifford, who is the author of a new book, Wellness Reimagined. Aaron, thanks for being with us today here in studio. You talk about the oxygen mask rule. I like that analogy. Can you explain to our listeners what that means?
Sure. So every time you fly, you hear the flight attendant tell you to put your oxygen mask on first before you assist other passengers. So you need to do that in your own life. If you want to be at your best for your family, for your clients, for your friends, loved ones, you need to take care of yourself first. I find that a lot of times people don't take care of themselves and they sacrifice their own self-care because they don't want to disappoint, you know, their clients or their boss at work, or they feel like they have to be everything to every family member. But when we do that, whatever we're trying to protect is also going to, you know, start to struggle a little bit too. And so it's really important that you do find that time to take care of yourself, because I think a lot of times, especially busy, you know, people are like, you know what, I'll just do it later. I can do that later. I can go to that doctor's appointment later. I cannot get that workout in. I'll eat healthy next time. But when you can add those little things in your life, it actually goes better for everybody around you.
Absolutely. And we were just talking about your dad, who is flying all over the place. He's involved in some of the biggest litigation in the world, not just in this country, plane crashes and the like. And, you know, he's very busy, and he's getting older, but he's staying very busy, and he wants to be busy. Do you see that men and women treat their stress differently? Are there different skill sets that you kind of focus with women versus men?
Yeah, you know, with women, I think women a lot of times will just kind of like keep going and going until they burn themselves out, you know, and because they do, they're so nurturing and they do always want to take care of everyone. I also think from a professional standpoint, women sometimes feel like, you know, I look weak if I can't, you know, like if I feel like I need a little break or I need something. So I really try to not just instill that oxygen mask role, but think about, you know, what's going to bring you the most fulfillment? Like, what does success look like to you? You know, men, on the other hand, you know, I always try to encourage them to make sure they make time for their self-care, because a lot of times men, you know, they're not, you know, other than the ones who are really into like fitness or exercise, they sometimes will let that stuff kind of go, you know, and I'm always like, no, you can't just work. We need to add those things in as well.
And you use the word self-care, and there's some examples of self-care that I think I didn't think of as self-care, but when you think about it, they really are stress reduction, including one of them was just time with your animal.
Yes.
Which is like the most amazing thing if you think about it, because it brings your blood pressure down. But what are some of the small things that you deem to be self-care that kind of help out with the stress problems?
Sure. I mean, anything that brings you joy, you know, going to get a manicure, getting your hair cut can be self-care. Just saying no. Someone asks you to go out to dinner and you're like, you know what? I don't feel like it. You know, having a weekend when you don't have any plans. All these little things are self-care. It doesn't necessarily mean, it's something we do for our lifestyle, but anything that makes you smile. And I always tell people, here's a good one. What did you like to do when you were a kid? You know, did you like to paint? Did you like to draw? You know, what sports did you like to play? Bringing those things into your life can be really great for self-care.
I like popsicles.
Yeah, love it.
I need some popsicles. I think about all of the news that we're that is being thrown at us on a daily basis, and now it's so polarized that we're getting news that is all on one side or all on the other side. And as a legal analyst, when I do television and radio, I have to listen to it because I have to comment on it, and I find that to me is horribly stressful. And when I don't do it for a week that I'm on vacation, I feel really relieved. How would you advise people on how to filter out some of the stuff that's coming at us from social media and everywhere else?
Yeah, I think just realizing we control how much of that we consume. You know, I think a lot of times we think that we don't, you know, and I would encourage someone, just like the values thing for a week, think about for a week, how often do you spend time, either whether it's the television news, whether you're looking on social media. I mean, if you go on my social media feed, I have a lot of dogs and animals because that's what I like. You know, so I've kind of tuned out some of that stuff. Like, having said that, I'm an attorney. I, you know, I'm always into what's new in the wellness space. So I do like to be very informed, but I only spend little pockets of time doing that. So I would kind of encourage everybody, you know, decide how much time you want to spend. And if you feel just burnt out from the news, just take a little break. You know, you don't have to consume it day in and day out.
Yeah, I don't know what compels you to just continue to torture yourself. I think things become a habit, really, you know, and habits are hard to break, whether they're good or bad.
For sure.
We're talking to Erin Clifford, who has a new book called Wellness Reimagined. I want to talk a little bit about exercise. You talk in your book about how you have been a runner and that working out was very important to you. It's something you did with your family. And I too, am a big workout person, and I incorporate it every single day of my life into my life. For people who maybe haven't done that yet or who need help with that, what are some pieces of advice you have for them?
Yeah, so when it comes to exercise, I think one thing is kind of figuring out what you like to do. You know, you're more likely to do something. Are you someone who likes to work out alone at home? Maybe you download an app or you have some gym equipment at home or even just some exercise bands. Or are you somebody who likes to go to a, you know, workout class or a gym and be around people? You know, do you want to be inside? Do you want to be outside? So kind of exploring that a little bit. And then also realizing you want to get different types of workouts in. So I had an exercise physiologist say this to me years ago, and I never forgot it. Cardio gives years to your life. Think of your heart. While strength training gives life to your years. I want to be able to, you know, walk up and down the stairs, get in and out of the car, play with your kids, your grandkids. And so thinking about incorporating different types of exercise and also just be active in life. You know, if you can walk to the train station, you know, park farther, take the stairs, garden, you know, play, have fun, all those things like also count as exercise too. And realizing too, and something that was hard for me because I'm such a type A person, sometimes you need to take a break. You know, how does recovery fit into your exercise plan? You know, if you get up one day and you were going to go do this really hard workout, but your body's not feeling well, can you just be kind and stretch that day? Maybe go in the sauna or take an Epsom salt bath, you know, roll on the foam roller. But just realizing, like, you know, exercise and physical fitness encompasses all these different things.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had a trainer at one time who said, you know, the rest part of your workout is as important mm-hmm. as the workout, because you're breaking down your muscles one day and you need to have them rest and rebuild the next day. And if you don't do that, you're just going to keep breaking them down.
Yeah.
And again, habits that are good in the beginning can also be habits that are bad mm-hmm. at the end. Yeah. So let's also talk about food. And, you know, your book has, you know, different aspects to it as far as stress. And I think people discount the idea of food being part of your stress. Tell us what you think about how people should think about food when it comes to their daily activities.
Yeah, I mean, I think food's a lot of things to people. Like, you know, obviously it's our nourishment, right? It gives us fuel. It keeps us going. But for some people, stress is like joy and celebration. Some people, it's like it also brings out a lot of that overwhelm and stress. Like, think of somebody who has like a rough day, and what do? They stop and they get like unhealthy carry out or grab that, you know, pint of ice cream. So when you're thinking about food, thinking about, I want to be able to nourish myself, you know, but I also want to be able to enjoy things and the people and company around me too. And, you know, just those little things you can add in. You know, can I add in some servings of vegetables and fruits a day? Can I make sure I power up a little bit by having protein throughout my day? It's going to give me energy. But, you know, I think we get into trouble with food when we try to be like so strict about it.
Absolutely. And I think even sometimes taking time to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was telling you when we took a break that I'm just not one to go out to lunch because I like to get in, do my work, and then go home and not stretch out my day. But I've been doing a little bit more of that lunch thing with my partner or the friend or a colleague or a client. And I have found that it's just nice to get out in our beautiful city at a beautiful restaurant right next to Italian Village. Plug for Italian Village there, you know, and watch people who are out shopping and with kids and doing something different than I'm doing and enjoying some good food in the middle of the day. And I found that that really takes a lot of stress, and it doesn't take away from my productivity. It really doesn't. It makes me more productive, I think.
Well, and that's the thing. When you take those breaks in your day, you're more productive. I have a client that she blocks off her lunch hour every day and will not schedule anything around it, whether she goes out to eat, she just goes and goes for a walk or does some exercise. But if we want to be the most productive, we have to give ourselves breaks. That's really that oxygen you've got to give yourself.
Absolutely. And I think there's some people who are addicted to stress, where they feel like if they're not stressed out and they're not on caffeine and going from the time that they're up in the morning, that they're not being productive, whether that's with your family or a job or whatever you're doing. How do you know when you're stressed out? I mean, how do you actually self-assess that this is too much?
I think we start feeling signs of burnout, right? You're the person that gets, you know, sick all the time. You're just feeling really anxious, or there's days where you don't really want to get out of bed. You know, a big one is when you stop enjoying things. You know, if there's things you like to do and you stop enjoying them. And I do. I think people get, you know, overworked all the time, and we do get addicted to it. And sometimes it's because I find that people don't know what to do with themselves when they're still. You know, so finding ways, you know, to figure out, like, what do I need to do? How can I just sit quietly, you know, or do an activity I like? But I think when you do feel like you're being burnt out, it's really good that you kind of get some help for yourself and listening to other people around you. A lot of times our friends and families, our colleagues know when we're overdoing it, and sometimes we don't want to listen to them.
Absolutely. So who should read your book, Erin? Who are the people that your book are geared toward?
My book is really geared toward people who are looking, you know, for a wellness plan that is practical, that works with their lives. And, you know, when I wrote this, I really wrote this as a choose your own wellness adventure. I loved those books when I was a kid because I just think wellness is just so unique. And wellness isn't just about the physical. It should also be something that encompasses your emotional health, your mental health, your spiritual health, and allows you to live a life of fulfillment in all your different life domains.
That sounds wonderful. I highly recommend the book. Erin Clifford, thank you so much for joining us. She is the author of Wellness Reimagined, A Holistic Approach to Health, Happiness, and Harmony. I think you'll really enjoy taking some of the little lessons and exercises in it. It's available on Amazon. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.